This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 2nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Luke 7:14-15. It says there, "Then he went up and touched the coffin they were carrying him on, and the bearers stood still. He said, 'Young man, I say to you, get up.' The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother." End of quote. One day Jesus went to a town called Nain, about 52 miles away from Capernaum. His disciples and a large crowd went with him. When he approached the gate of the town, that means the entrance of the city, a funeral procession was right in front of them. A dead person was carried out to the gravesite for burial. In those days, the coffin of the dead body is accompanied by many people who would walk behind it, and usually the immediate family members would be in front of the procession. They are followed by a group of mourners who mourn over death. In this case, the man had only his mother, and she was weeping, crying, and walking close to the dead body that is carried by the pallbearers. He was the only son of his mother. Moreover, she was a widow. Widow had nothing to look forward in those olden days. The only hope in a widow's life was her children. If no children, they did not have means of daily living. There was no life insurance, Medicare, and social securities. She would be left with the mercies of the community. And who is going to feed an outside person, because all others are working hard to supply their own people, right? When the Lord Jesus saw her, the Bible says his heart went out to her and said, "Do not cry." Some translations say he felt compassion, sympathy, etc. The root word in Greek means feeling strong sympathy from inward parts, from the innermost being. Jesus moved with the compassion from his innermost being. He said, "Do not cry." Then he touched the coffin. Touched means more strong. It has more strong in the original language. It means he seized or laid hold of the coffin. As a result, the pallbearers who were carrying the body immediately stood still. It was a powerful touch or laying hold for the pallbearers and procession to stop. You see, beloved, when Jesus intervenes and touches, people would feel it. It would be a strong and divine touch that would be followed by his compassionate and grace-filled wonderful action. He did not just say, "Do not cry," as a comforting word, like we usually say. His word is going to be followed by a divine, magnificent, and sovereign action. He commanded and said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Imagine the mourning over the only son, the crying and weeping over the only son who was dead now, turned into an incredible joy, smiles, laughing, and awe-inspired talking. Bible record, they were all filled with wonder and praised God. We have seen through the daily insights of the past few days, Jesus has power over the nature. He has power over the demons and devils, sickness and diseases. Today's insights teach us Jesus Christ has power over death. Bible recorded Jesus raised dead and gave life on other occasions as well. Jairus' daughter and Lazarus are other examples. Dear ones, this meeting at the entrance of the city of Nain was not an accidental one. The providence and sovereignty of God are behind all that happens in this world. There is nothing happens without his knowledge, approval, and pre-plan. Every minute, Jesus moved on this earth according to the divine calendar of God the Father. You see, he had to go through Samaria to meet the Samaritan woman. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "I must stay at your house today." On this day, Jesus went from Capernaum to this town called Nain, about 52 miles away, due to a divine appointment to meet this widow with compassion and grace. My dearly beloved friend, you tuned into this message and hearing about the love, compassion of Jesus Christ. is also due to a divine appointment in your life from the sovereign God. He wants to touch your life like he's touched the coffin of this dead young man. When he reaches your life and lay hold of your life, there is going to be fantastic and divine changes he's going to impart in your life. Beloved, God moves in with his sovereign actions in this world, but he also drives according to our prayers and requests. The miracle of Jesus proves both these facts. This was a sovereign move of the Lord. Nobody asked him, and no one prayed for it. However, Jesus, the Son of God, sovereignly moved with compassion and met the need of the widow. He changed her bleak future into a peaceful and joyful and wonderful one. At other times, we see the loving Lord responds based on our prayers and requests as well. Jesus Christ had divine love and compassion toward this widow from Nain. He has the same for you. Is your future seems bleak? Do you feel like you lost your hope? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who loves you and died in your place for all of your sins, can change your future into a beautiful future. Bible says God's plan for you is the good one. The Lord God says this to you, listen, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Beloved, would you listen to his call and come to him today? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know you touched me and visited me today with your word. I want to come to Jesus and accept him as my Savior and Lord. I believe he died and rose again in my place for all of my sins. I believe the blood of Jesus Christ can wash me and make me pure again. Lord, remember me and help me now. As you promised, please grant me hope and a wonderful future for my life. I surrender my life to you, Lord. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.